1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
And this morning on 13, 12, 16, we want to know, where did you run away to as a kid? Now, this is off the back of those, the four little kids that ran away, but they actually, like, jumped in a car and drove 900 kilometres.
It's a state border.
Like, from Rockhampton to Griffith in New South Wales, or Grafton in New South Wales, which is just insane. I mean, when you're a kid, like, you know, especially under the age of 14,
yeah,
it's generally, you know, somewhere down the road or like you to the tree.
You barely, yeah.
Over the backyard.
Actually, my sister ran or decided she was running away when she was like 5 years old, packed up a little backpack, walked out and didn't know where to go. So she perched herself on a bench out the front of the house.
Mm.
Dad walked out the door and he said, no, you said you're running away. Off the property. Off you go.
You know,
down the road.
I can picture your dad actually saying that as well,
that
too.
That was brilliant to watch.
I remember, like, when I was, like, you know, under the age of 10, I used to have a lot of pets.
Yeah.
But they were wild pets. So they're always, like, rabbits from going out rabbit hunting. They're always,
the babies
or ducks, right?
Yeah.
Ducklings. And my dad used to feed them up. I'd look after them, feed them up. And
yeah.
And my dad would...
Oh, eventually.
Have them for dinner, right?
They were dinner.
Yeah, and I caught on, like, that this was happening.
Yeah.
So I remember running away with Roger the Rabbit once because I didn't want Dad to eat him.
Yeah.
And also Quackles the duck.
Quackles?
Yeah. And
quackling.
But the worst thing is that obviously I got hungry, so I had to go back. And I wouldn't eat them,
just
right?
Crying.
So I was like, anyway, I'd cry myself to sleep at the... I might cry at the dinner table while I'm eating Roger.
Crying into a bowl of Peking duck.
Anyway.
13, 12, 16. When did you run away?
Now, we do have this up on our Facebook, and this is by far my favourite comment. Beverly said that she ran away, she packed a bag, changed her clothes, everything, and then went and hid in the laneway, which what felt like hours, only to realise that no one actually came looking for her, and that is the defining moment of disappointment when you realise that no one even bothered.
Yeah.
No one even knew you were missing.
Anyone who's run away multiple times knows that feeling. Alrighty, Chloe from Busso, where did you run away to?
Well, actually to my letterbox. I was probably about 5 years old.
And why?
I didn't get my own way, I think. It's the story that my mum decided to tell all my boyfriends, well, not all my boyfriends, but the guy that I meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how long did you last?
Apparently 2 or 3 hours. I sat with my roller bag at the end of the letterbox and I forgot, well, didn't realise I live in a cul-de-sac, so no one really drives by.
Oh.
We're waiting to get picked up.
Good on you, mate. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
All righty, let's go to Jenny from Northam. Jenny, when did you run away?
Well, I was always running away when I was a little kid, and I'd get to the letterbox and I'd say, I'll give Mum one more chance.
Yeah.
And then I'd come back in. But we did actually end up running away in year 10.
Where'd you go?
Oh.
We ended up catching the train down to Sydney, two friends and me.
From where?
I was just the Hawkesbury.
Wow.
Which is near the Blue Mountains.
Okay, how long did you run away for?
Only the full day. We came back late at night.
Okay. Jeez.
We ended up realising we were near a mental hospital and got scared and got the train back too.
Oh, gosh.
And also you had to pay for your own dinner.
You have to eat as well too, like, you know, you get hungry. Thanks for the call,
Jenny,
from the Black.
No worries.
Okay, we got Daryl from Cow. When did you run away?
I ran away when I was 10.
Okay, and where did you run to?
Well, little to my surprise, I packed my bags and I walked off and I was going to my grandparents' house.
Okay.
And my parents didn't seem too concerned about it at the time.
Yeah.
So I just headed off to my grandparents' house and to my surprise, when I got there, there were my parents waiting to pick me up.
They
knew where I was going.
Why did you run away for, Daryl?
Oh, I just had a fight with my parents.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't want to be there anymore. I'd rather be at my grandparents.
Yep, yeah, that's where you scream. I hate you. I'm going to Nan's.
Good on you, mate.
Keep up the great work, guys.
Oh,
thanks, mate. You too.
Love you.
Love you, mate.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.